Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson joins us on today's program to talk about nearly 2 years of work that is nearing completion for the Pella High School renovation project. Well, Eric, an exciting conversation, I think, for you and for many people here in the Pella community that are served by the Pella School District, as we are talking about the Pella High School project just about at the end of the completion of construction. First of all, what is it meant to have everybody where they're supposed to be, so to speak?
It is a great relief. It is an excellent facility for us. We finally have everybody back to where they're supposed to be, and it's been the new environment, atmosphere has been outstanding for our students. It has presented a new feel for the school. You think about our old building, used to be more dark, and now it's all light, airy, and refreshing, and it just provides the next level of sort of feeling as you come through the school, and you just feel uplifted every time you come to the school.
And last time we had the opportunity to talk about this project was right before school started in August, and there was still quite a bit of work that was done over the past 3 months. What were some of the key highlights over the last 3 months that were big milestones for this project?
I think the big milestones is taking care of the east-west hallway, finally getting that done so we can go from one end of the building to the other end of the building. We also finishing up our final three classrooms. Our art classroom was a huge project. You can think about converting a kitchen and cafeteria area to an art room. That was a pretty huge undertaking. And we also have a special needs classroom that was also in that project. Plus, we have a new physical education classroom / health room out of that, and a athletic storage area. So we got a lot of things done that we need to get done to get the kids in those spaces and the teachers. The other big thing is we're just finishing up the bathrooms across from the office. So they look amazing. Considering they were the original bathrooms from 1962, it was time to get everything done. So it just, when you go in there, you'll see a complete transformation.
Well, and that is really the big key, is not only in the last 3 months, but in the last 2 years, a lot of things have changed. When you look at the overarching project, what do you think are the biggest highlights when people, if they last time they were in the building, say they're from a neighboring district and they haven't played a Pella sport for a while, what do you think are the key highlights from someone who hasn't seen the project at all between now and then?
Well, I think if you haven't seen the project at all, it's a different school. I mean, period, you think about the old school, the how tight everything would be, how basically dark it used to be, and now it's just the opposite. It's bright, you see windows everywhere, you see light, you see width, expansion, you have a feeling of just more of a comfort, more of a, I will say, more of a campus feel. I think if you think about our high school, so in the last 5 years with the Career Academy, the stadium locker room, with all the renovation we have and redoing, we've gone basically from a high school to a campus. And I think that's the exciting aspect that we have, is we provide opportunities for our kids throughout the day, but they have multiple opportunities through the Career Academy, through the high school, through the stadium improvements and everything else. And the parking is, I mean, we're more commuter friendly. You know, you think about our activities, we can provide a great service to our community with all the additional parking that we have.
As you look forward, what are some of the other priorities you have, especially considering some of the big projects you were able to tackle in the last 2 years?
Well, you think about our big priority is to finish this. So you think about the last pieces that we have is the tile. So this project involved 48,000 square feet of tile. That's a lot of tile. So we have to finish up mainly the front entry area that has to be done with that, and we'll be in great shape with that. So once we get done with all that, then it's all the little things on the punch list that we have to take care of. You know, they need to caulk here. This light doesn't work quite properly. You know, we have some stained tile here. We need to finish all those little things. So once we sort of get that, we're sort of going to relax and enjoy for a while before we undertake the next thing. And then we always have it'll be great to have events here. You know, you think about our winter season coming up with athletics. You know, we have a new facility where they come out of the gym and they'll have the open commons area. And you think about events that we have for our concerts and everything else, where we have a nice gathering area. It's just a lot of the different aspects are really going to be good for our kids, for our community. You think about, we used to have, you know, these chair lifts for wheelchair people. Now we have ramps that are easily usable and accessible. It just becomes a very friendly, supportive community building.
What has been the reaction of students, staff, and the community to those that have been in those new spaces like the auditorium and the gym area and the commons and all the above?
Students love the space. They love the area. They love how it sort of creates a completely different feel. You know, when you have a tight facility where you sort of are on top of each other, it sort of causes a little bit more angst with the kids. But right now, so you have space to go, you can relax, you can enjoy. It seems to have alleviated some of the pressure that you would normally have about being in a tight space. Also, you know, every day you can walk from the parking lot through this big, beautiful hallway to through the slanted skylight, and that it just makes you feel good and proud to be here.
Once again, that was Pella High School Principal Eric Nelson. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.